Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hour number two rolls along here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Hope you're having a wonderful Tuesday morning. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer hanging with you here. This is my last hour of work until I am on vacation for about a week and a half. Very excited about that. Very excited. It's been weird,
total
though.
Mature response, but
it's been a little weird. Most of my family's doing quote unquote half days. Like, I'm not the only one, you know, coming in to do work. My brother I think was supposed to, but his girlfriend's working. My girlfriend's working.
You're just padding the timesheet before you go.
I think so. Like, a lot of this was like, it's a 2-hour show. Like, I'm not gonna act like I have a hard job or anything.
I'm going to Disney.
I also wanted to like kill time.
This is like garbage time for you.
But like, I'll be honest. I woke up this morning and I was like, bad decision. My mind is not on, like, let's go to work for a few hours. It's come around, but I'll be honest, with the snow and everything, I was like, this has been a dreadful decision.
That's because Joe Cali's presence, radio's Joe Cali, really helps you
get through the day.
It gets you ready for work.
It's the hair. That's why I'm here.
Yeah, it's the coiffed hair.
Okay. It's the coiffed hair.
All right, let's calm down,
fellas. No, we're not calming down.
We'll tell you, though, real quick before we get to primetime players. Sabres last night, 5-1 win for them. I believe he's going to be on one of our lists, but real quick, just on Josh Norris, hell of a return.
It's kind of what you want.
Ready?
It's exactly what was promised in the preseason.
Yeah, it is forgotten that his preseason was very encouraging.
It was unconscious.
Very encouraging.
And that top line really looked like, okay, you guys might be a problem this year.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why the analytical numbers, the charts, they really loved the Sabres on that production standpoint if Norris can get you a good amount of games. Ready? He's missed, what, 20 or so?
Too much, yep. Mm-hmm.
It's standard affair for him.
Yeah.
So if he's healthy the rest of the year, Zach, you're looking at a potential 50-point player.
And
that's in 60 games.
Yeah, nearly a point per game player.
He's actually kind of a top-tier type guy if he's healthy.
Yep.
And I will talk more about Josh Norris coming up here as we get ready for primetime players.
And that is brought to you by Attain Wealth Planning, where wealth is personal. This is a weird week, Derek. This is a weird week for...
It was a weird week.
For the NFL, there wasn't really a lot of like, oh, man. Because when we've been doing this... It's been guys like Jonathan Taylor where like we're talking about it going, yeah, that's going to be, you know, offensive player of the year type stuff. You know, Puka Nacua has had some of these performances and such. For me, at least, a little more college this week. We'll start, though, with some honorable mentions.
Honestly, I'm going to be nice about this. Not so nice about this. I have two players in the NFL in my honorable mentions, and that's it.
That's fine.
The NFL action this weekend was kind of cheeks.
Yeah, it was not the most splashy NFL week.
Kind of booty cheeks in terms of the entertainment value. Mm-hmm. Not the entertainment value. In terms of the individual performances.
Right.
It was very team-based. It was very structured. I had a lot of fun watching the Thanksgiving games. There was a lot of good action in those games. However, nothing really eye-popping in terms of your primetime performers. There are a couple, one of which in a loss. Typically, that means you're going to get in the honorable mentions, and that's A.J. Brown. 10 catches, 132 yards, 2 touchdowns in the loss to Chicago. Joe Kelly had that ready. He was ready to go. They did the parlay on the morning show, and he had A.J. Brown with over six catches.
Sweating out there for a minute.
And he was sweating it out for a little bit, but then clears it by a mile.
I don't know what sweat you saw. I was
sitting right next to
you. Yeah, you were sitting right next to both of us at the arena. Do not lie to us.
Wasn't me.
That was you.
It was a skinwalker.
Okay, fine. Then I almost didn't slide into the back of a tailgate trying to chase down someone's hat blowing in the wind.
That should be an honorable mention. Derek eating the tailgate of a truck nearly.
That was bad. The wind on Friday was something to behold.
Open a jacket up and you fly away.
Owen made a kick save on a hat. I tried to chase another one down and skidded almost into the back of a parked truck.
Couldn't be me. I'd tear a hammy if I did that.
Oh, my God.
Not
that was
a shot.
I'm loyal to the cause, but, man, that almost took me out.
Speaking of the Sabres, though, I did go with Josh Norris. 2 goals, 3 points
there
in his return. A breakaway goal as well, which has been something I have had a huge issue with the Sabres for years. They can't seem to score those chances. Norris had no issue, and he looked very good. I also want to mention, just because I think it's funny, Zach Benson, another assist, no goal. It's
two
incredible.
Assists.
He had 2 assists, thank you, and no goal. It's incredible.
He assisted on both of Norris'
goals. It's not that I don't want him to not score. I want him, though, to not score because this stat line is awesome.
He's currently trending for, I do believe it's 58 assists on the season and
Something like that. But, yeah, Josh Norris, though, is going to be the honorable mention. 2 goals, 3 points in his return. A 5-1 win over Winnipeg. The Sabres take on Philly on Wednesday.
I will talk more about Norris. He's a little higher up.
Mm-hmm.
And he made it just over this player. And, Zach, you're going to love this one. It's your boy, Adonai Mitchell.
He's on my honorable mention list, too.
Adonai Mitchell. So let's talk about this. Adonai Mitchell, 8 catches, 102 yards, and his first career touchdown in the NFL. Really nice play. Just beats quarters deep coverage on the streak, and he's got a one-on-one at that point, but he beats his man. Beautiful ball by Tyrod Taylor, by the way.
He had a great game.
Still one of the more beautiful things in the National Football League is a Tyrod Taylor deep ball. So, Adonai Mitchell, though, this is a player that he's needed a new setting after what has happened in Indianapolis for him to start his career. And now you see a little bit of the promise and the potential there because Justin Fields is allergic to throwing a forward pass at this point. But Taylor's not shy about it, and Adonai Mitchell has his best game of his career.
I have a vice grip on Adonai Mitchell's potential. I won't let go. He also had a 90-yard receiving game earlier this year. It's ultimately, I think, the one that basically ends his career in Indianapolis because against the Rams, he drops the ball right before the goal line. The talent is there with Mitchell. When he was coming out of Texas, though, there were rumblings about his maturity and kind of he would flip-flop in practice, and a lot of that maybe was him not taking his insulin and what have you. I thought if the Bills took him, he'd be in a perfect environment to just get the maturity into him. I will say, though, with all that being said, Keon Coleman has had some of his maturity issues here. Nothing
and
illegal.
It's the same club.
Yeah, nothing illegal, but he has had his own issues. Not even Abdul Carter, by the way, for the Giants, who for the second time this year, he's benched for a quarter or a series, whatever it was. He's had his own issues. But I think
the Guys, just pay attention to meetings.
I know. But when you watch Adonai Mitchell play, you can see an elite receiver. That does not mean he's going to be that guy. It does not mean that all of a sudden the lights turned on, he's going to be a 1,000-yard guy next year. I'm not saying that. But when you watch him, I think it's really hard not to see the talent on display. And on Sunday, when the Jets have nobody else, he looked really good. I am now irrationally excited to see him and Garrett Wilson together with Fernando Mendoza out of Indiana. We'll see if that happens.
I'm not irrationally excited about that at all. That's
as
Jets,
an Adonai Mitchell lover, I am there. And I don't know.
The Bills already have to deal with Drake May. No,
I know,
thank you.
I know, but Fernando Mendoza, listen to any of his interviews.
I'm
you're either
going
to laugh. You're either going to laugh or fall in love with him. There's no in between.
I'm going to be selfish and say keep Mendoza away from the Jets. So, all right. Do you have any other honorable mentions?
Just one more. Christian Benford. I do want to throw him out there. He had a really fun 10 minutes for the Bills.
Oh, my God. It was the 10 minutes that turns it around, though.
Yep.
Joey Bosa obliterates Aaron Rodgers. Benford, that ball bounces so politely to him, by the way.
I know.
Footballs bounce in weird ways, and that's one of them. It goes right to Benford, who's able to comfortably secure it and run into the end zone. It's not often that easy how a football bounces.
But it was.
Same thing for the interception.
Yeah.
It's not often that easy where you overthrow a 6'7" tight end and it goes right into the breadbasket as you're heading out of bounds.
Yeah, so I want to throw Benford on there. Again, you're right. A lot of that was just more like serendipitous. He just happens to be there.
Right,
but
business,
you know what?
Right place, right time. But it's still good that you're doing that.
But he is also having a much better second
he's
half
picking
of the
it up,
year.
Yes.
You know, all of a sudden now I don't want to put him into the bad extension pile because he's having a much better second half of the year than at all.
There's
the
been
first
a course
half.
Correction on his mm-hmm. season and how things have gone to start to where he is more reliable again. And I said it with Nate on the overtime show. He's back to CB1 comfortably. Yeah. You don't have to worry about anything of like what's wrong with Christian Benford. That question's gone. So it's good that he's there. All right. So to number five, it's Josh Norris, a player that we were already talking about. And I do want to elaborate a little bit more here on the potential of a player like Norris. Norris is a player that he is, the talent's there. He is a good hockey player. So if he's able to stay healthy, that line one suddenly can turn really dangerous because then Lindy Ruff doesn't have to worry so much about Tage Thompson playing center. There is clearly a connection between Norris and Thompson that is working. That first goal that Norris scores is a thing of beauty. There's passing between the three of them, the breakout pass even from Samuelson, who doesn't get an assist on the play. But all of a sudden, line one gets taken a lot more seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Because of what's going on here, because you have it back. This was what was promised in the preseason. This is a player that, even through injuries, still has great seasons when it comes to putting the puck in the net. The man scored 35 in 66 games a couple years ago.
That's where he gets the big extension from Ottawa.
He scores 21 goals total in 56 games last year. He can put the puck in the net. It is just a matter of getting on the ice and staying on the ice. And for the Sabres, he's played a total of 5 games. He has 5 points. That is not an accident. That's a good hockey player.
And a very good hockey player.
He just needs to have a little bit of the injury luck go his way. And the other beautiful thing about him being at center, face-off percentage.
Mm-hmm. We'll see.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
I can keep going for the Sabres.
Yes, they need a guy like this to dominate the dot. And the hope is that Josh Norris is able to do that for them on a routine basis here for the Sabres.
Number five for me, going to college. It was rivalry week this week.
Oh, good games. It was.
Meant a lot. The final college football playoff rankings, by the way, is going to come out tonight. I say final because the next time we'll have them will actually be the college football playoff. We're going to the Egg Bowl. Ole Miss quarterback Trinidad Chambliss. If you don't know him, really, he's the backup quarterback for Ole Miss this year. He's a D2 transfer from Ferris State. He's seen more as just a guy that's going to kind of have, you know, the quarterback depth. We know that's been a problem in college football. Make sure you have somebody that can play if your starter gets hurt. Austin Simmons does not perform fairly well, gets hurt. Trinidad goes in. He's been the starter since. Ole Miss is 11-1 following their win on Saturday, on Friday, excuse me, and Trinidad was a big part of that. Excuse me. He had 359 yards and 4 touchdowns in the win. And it is ultimately the final game Lane Kiffin is going to coach at Ole Miss. It sounds like none of the players are going to sit out a potential playoff game for Ole Miss, so it does sound like Trinidad is going to get the start for Ole Miss whenever and whoever they play in the playoff. I'm excited. He's been a wonderful story. I think there's an NFL player in there. I'm not saying first-round pick. I think there's an NFL player in there. He does have some wild misses, but boy, when he hits, he is on fire. So Trinidad Chambliss comes in at number five for me.
All right, number four, I'm going to the ice, almost exclusively from here on out, by the way, or staying on the ice. I lied, by the way. I was wrong. I forgot I have one more NFL player in here at number four. Bryce Young with Carolina shines in. This is where you love the in the big moments.
Never forget, if he has a good game, he'll have a bad one his next. But if he has a bad one, he'll have a great one next.
His stat not what you'd call impressive in the biggest way in terms of yards. He only has 206 through the air, 15 of 20 passing. Three touchdowns, though. Efficiency at its highest peak. Against a Rams team that finally made a couple mistakes. Matthew Stafford threw interceptions on back-to-back drives, I do believe it was, after securing a record of most touchdowns without an interception.
Like, what's he doing to me, man? Like, I was all in on the MVP stuff, and then he throws two picks and loses to Carolina. Thanks, man. Now it's Drake May.
So
selfish by Stafford, really.
Selfish. So that's my thing is that Bryce Young, though, did that thing that we love talking about, which is step up in the big moments. This is a big win for Carolina, an opportunity to contend for the NFC South. You have the same record as Tampa Bay. You have an opportunity to make it through the postseason. And Bryce Young, when he's on, he's on.
They are having a tough time, though. They are kind of clumped together with Detroit at 7-5, Dallas at 6-5-1.
Yeah, so they're half a game behind.
As the team's trying to battle to get in. And really, it's not even going to be the wild card. They are going to have to win their division because your wild cards in San Francisco are 9-4, Green Bay at the 6, 8-3-1, and Seattle 9-3. It's going to have to be winning the NFC South.
Yeah, and it's the same for like Dallas, too, where you have a lot of stepping you have to get to in order to make it, but it's going to be through your division that's the easiest path. Carolina's half game back from Tampa Bay, though. This is a more encouraging thing. And for the Panthers, it is. This is a big win and an opportunity to stay alive throughout the season in what is usually just Tampa's cakewalk to take care of.
Quietly, what, have they won four or five in a row?
Five in a row.
Yeah.
Like Buffalo. This season looked like it was going to be more the same for Tampa. Now it's not.
Yep.
They're getting barraged by injury, and it is just not relenting for Tampa Bay. Carolina has a chance to make up for it.
Number four for me, Jordan Love, Green Bay quarterback, Thanksgiving Day. There's always going to be that Thanksgiving performance. I think for me it was him, 234 and four touchdowns. And they put Detroit in a bad spot. Detroit now, they're part of that group, 7-5. They're two games behind San Francisco at 9-4. It's going to be a bit of a grind here for them to try to get back into it. And Green Bay, they're at 6. It's not like they're all of a sudden figured it out, what have you. But they're not far off from Chicago, who's 9-3. Love needs to kind of get going here. His receivers, though, it seems like are starting to get healthy. They're not going to get Tucker Kraft back, but his receivers are starting to get healthy, and you're starting to see why many of us have talked about it being a trilogy for Green Bay Packers quarterbacks going from Favre to Rodgers to Love. So Jordan Love comes in at number four for me.
All right, number three, I'm going with Timo Meier. He's got a six-game point streak right now for the New Jersey Devils. 5 goals, 3 assists over said six-game point streak. The Devils, obviously, one of the better teams in the Eastern Conference, and Meier has been a consistent person for them right now in order to do so. So Timo Meier, consistency is the key here for him at number three, and I'm going to stay on the ice as a foreshadowing for number two.
Number three for me is actually just the Bears rushing attack in general against Philadelphia. 281 and 2 touchdowns at Philly. This is a good win for the Bears. I know Ben Johnson commented that they're winning in spite of their passing attack, and Caleb Williams has been up and down this year. But they're 9-3, and they had 2 100-yard rushers. They almost have 300 yards on the ground against Philadelphia in that wildly talented defense. This is probably more on Philly. They do look broken this year. They're also 8-4, just like the Bills. Also very frustratingly, kind of in that same vein. But good for the Bears. 9-3, great rushing attack by them. And it was that lone Black Friday game, and they kind of dominated Philly the whole way. And in part, it's due to that rushing attack.
All right, number two for me, I'm looking at Wyatt Johnston, the Stars center, who has been fantastic. Meier was consistency. Johnston had 2 4-point games over the past week.
Oh, good for him.
including against Ottawa on Sunday. He also has a 4-point game against Edmonton back on Tuesday last week. Mm-hmm. So that's within the span of us doing primetime players from start to finish there. Yep. 2 4-point games? Yeah, sign me up for that. He does also have a goal in another game there. 4 straight wins for Dallas in that stretch as well for Wyatt Johnston. Fantastic player. Him, Jason Robertson, and Mikko Rantanen is a top line to fear.
Mm-hmm.
And I just hate that it's the Stars.
Yeah, it's less than ideal.
No, I'm not letting it go.
Number two for me goes back to college, Diego Pavia. I think this is second or third straight week Pavia's been on my list, which is funny because I'm not even the biggest fan of his. I just acknowledging mm-hmm. like he is having a wonderful having end of the season. Went over Tennessee at Tennessee. This is it's not even really a rivalry. It really isn't. I mean, it is, but Tennessee has dominated so much.
Right.
Vandy is the little brother, and over the last 2 years, they've really announced themselves. I think they should absolutely be in the playoff. I know they lost it at Texas, and it took like a wild comeback at the end to even make it close. But they're 10-2 in the SEC. Put them in.
That's not a joke, yeah.
And to be fair, put them in just because they're wildly entertaining. Their defense kind of sucks, but their offense is super fun, and on that, Pavia was great. He throws an early interception, but ultimately ends the day 268 and a touchdown through the air and 165 and a touchdown on the ground. Did this at Knoxville, you know, Rocky Top. It was not even in Nashville. And they dominated. I think it's a 3-touchdown win for Vandy. Just absolutely annihilated Tennessee season. And they did it as a little brother. I mean, I don't know if Pavia's going to win the Heisman. I do think that is going to come down to Fernando Mendoza versus Julian Sain, Ohio State versus Indiana. No, quarterbacks mm-hmm. don't really play each other. But Indiana versus Ohio State in the Big Ten title, I think that's where the Heisman's going to be decided. But Pavia is absolutely going to be in New York. And his performances like this, he has been on a tear in November, which in college football, that is the make or break period. And he has been awesome. So Pavia, Diego Pavia, number two for me.
Now, the problem with Vandy is that there's too many SEC teams that have less than 2 losses ahead of them in the college football playoff or ones that have the same amount. Oklahoma being one of those, but then Texas A&M and my number one, Alabama, and then my number one.
Oklahoma, whatever.
For
I can't score.
My number one, though, in this is Trinidad Chambliss of Ole Miss.
Great game.
Great game from him. Especially with the rumors swirling about your head coach, to deliver results in the Egg Bowl like that is always going to be a fantastic thing for you. And yeah, Mississippi State, not a good team this year, but it is a named rivalry game. Mm-hmm. It means more. And there's an opportunity there for Ole Miss to make a statement. They do, and then all of a sudden,
my number one shows up, Lane Kiffin.
I'm going to smack you.
How did he not? No one can dominate a news cycle. No one can dominate a news cycle like Lane Kiffin can. This is now, I believe, his 5th less than desirable exit in his career. You have
my God.
The Oakland Raiders, where Al Davis basically wanted to fight him and his father, Monty Kiffin,
mm-hmm.
on the way out. You have Tennessee, where he stays for a year and then bolts to USC.
Who leaves him on the tarmac.
USC, where he gets left on the tarmac. Alabama, he's fired after the semifinal by Nick Saban because he's already flirting with leaving. So he's ousted before the national championship. And now you've got Ole Miss, where for a month we're all basically held hostage. Marty Smith can't leave Oxford, Mississippi for like 90 hours. He can't even see his family during the holidays because Lane Kiffin doesn't know what he's going to do. And yet we all knew what he was going to do. He goes to LSU.
Good for Marty Smith, by the way, the interview at the airport there. The story that he told about that of hunch, let's go. And so Marty Smith probably, you know, late honorable mention here.
Honestly,
for reporter Marty Smith.
He's with
ESPN.
Lane Kiffin in this.
Yes.
But it's just, I've mentioned it a few times on the show. I was far more glued into the college coaching searches that were going on than it was a lot of the NFL stuff this week just because it is rivalry week and a lot of the stuff is going on. I do want to acknowledge with Kiffin, and we'll talk a little bit more on this in the break, it's not really all his fault. If you don't know the college football schedule, he basically had no other choice. You either accept the job now and blow up a playoff team, or you don't take the job. Because if people don't realize, National Signing Day is tomorrow.
Yep.
The transfer portal will open in the middle of the playoffs. If you don't go now, you won't have the job. And that includes the group of 5 coaches that all went to Auburn and Florida and Arkansas. They all had to leave. And Oklahoma State, ultimately, North Texas's coach, Eric Morris. although it sounds like he's going to coach North Texas.
I have a question for you on this, but we need to get to a break.
Yes. So that is the primetime players. We'll be posting that here in just a moment. And when we do these primetime players, it is, I just closed out the read. So
it is sponsored by Attain Wealth Planning, where wealth is personal. We'll take a time out, come back here. We'll talk a little bit more about this Lane Kiffin saga because it's upset me. But I also think that there's something wrong with college football that now needs to be fixed. They fixed it with the players. Now they may need to make an adjustment with the coaches.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.